Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
When you're around a place for a long time, you set your own standard and expectation. And if you're not consistently exceeding that, the fans naturally are going to say, are we getting better? Or are we just, like, do you think that just comes with consistency at a position? Harbaugh's been there forever. Mm-hmm. He is the Baltimore Ravens.
Baby. Yeah, totally. And like you said, you raise that level of expectation every year. And then when there might be a year or two, things happen. Guys get hurt. Whatever. You don't get there. Oh, it's the coach. Nobody wants to make excuses. All right, but it's not the coach. He's the same damn good coach he's always been. No, I think Baltimore Ravens are fine. They'll be there in December, January.
That's Pat McAfee and Bruce Arians. Listen, I will admit, and I could be dead wrong, I would admit, I'm afraid to let Harbaugh go because I think I'm afraid that Harbaugh's greatest failures could be better than the next coach's successes, meaning Harbaugh winning 12 games a year and losing in the playoffs, that's his greatest failure. Next coach may not achieve that.
What if he gets you the one Super Bowl in those years?
I could be dead wrong. I'm admitting
that,
Jeremy.
You're dead wrong.
But
you got it going on.
You're weak and you're strong. But that's my big greatest fear. That's why I'm not so easy or so quick to say, man, let him go.
I hate the, and I know this isn't what you're doing, and you know what I hate.
Who's next?
If you get rid of him, then who are you going to get?
Who was he?
Like, yeah, who was he? Who was Andy Reid before he was Andy Reid? You know, he got the chance with the Eagles after being, what, the offensive coordinator, quarterback coach for the Packers, couldn't win the big one, moves on from there, and what's he do? He's arguably one of the more successful coaches we've seen, not named Bill Belichick, in the league the past 30 years.
John Harbaugh was the girl that you took to the prom because the one you wanted didn't really want to go with you anymore. She changed her mind. You wanted Jason Garrett.
And then you found out she went the extra mile.
Who the hell wanted Jason Garrett?
Everybody wanted Jason Garrett.
I didn't want Jason Garrett.
I didn't either, but everybody wanted Jason Garrett.
I did not.
They wanted him. His wife didn't like The Wire, that show you played on.
I know.
Particularly the scene.
You're welcome.
Who's this cop outside throwing up? Yeah. Cops getting drunk in Baltimore. That's the biggest problem I have in Baltimore.
People owe me for that. You could have Jason Garrett.
Perryville. Ryan. What's up, Ryan?
Thank you.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Doing well. How are you?
All right. I just wanted to touch base on the conversation about the Ravens defense and their problems they're having. If memory serves me correct, didn't we have to bring in Dean Pease last year?
Don't say that around Jeremy. Don't say that around. But yeah, you're right. They did have to bring in Dean Pease.
It's amazing. He left and now the defense sucks again. Maybe it was Dean Pease.
Isn't that that's a little crazy, isn't it? I mean, you know, people are pointing the finger at Harbaugh, but, you know, they're not bringing in advisors for Harbaugh.
I mean, Pagano's here. Pagano's here with them. But, like, look.
Well, who's in charge? That's why people bring in Harbaugh, because he's the one in charge. And the problems are the same. That we're recycling these problems. That's why his name comes up, because he's the common denominator in all of this.
I'm okay too with a head coach that goes and makes all the wholesale difficult decisions and game plans and being involved with that and saying that's my offensive coordinator, that's my defensive coordinator. Right. But at some point when it's not working
in the game,
you have to be the one that goes, "Hey, we're doing this today," or "You're no longer calling plays," or "You're no longer our defensive coordinator," whatever it may be.
But the next guy could come in and lead us to 9-8.
But what if you sneak in and win the Super Bowl? What if?
What if?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Milton in Baltimore. What's up, Milton?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, the head coach hears the plays that are being called, correct?
Yes.
Now, when we had that first and goal, and they rushed to the line, they ran Henry, nothing.
Yep.
They ran Henry again, nothing. They rushed to the line. Why didn't he call a timeout and say, ho, let's get it together here.
I wonder the same thing, Milton. That's what I want.
We have DeAndre Hopkins. We have Mark Andrews and Bateman. You know, I mean, throw the ball to them. You know, they rushed the play, and it blew up in their faces. He should have called timeout.
Thanks a lot, Milton. Let's go to Dennis and New Freedom, PA. What's up, Dennis?
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Good. Well, how are you?
So I'm good, guys. What I don't get is, you know, a lot of my points have been touched with the last callers, but my thing is, like you guys said about Dean Pease, he comes in last year, everything seems fixed. As soon as he leaves, we're right back to square one. And then you hear Bruce Arians saying something about the, you know, the players do all this. Well, didn't we have Matabike and Vandeweghe in week one, and we still got ran through? So my thing is this is, you know, Bill Belichick years ago was told he ran up the score on somebody. He said, I get paid to play offense, you get paid to play defense. Can't remember who that was against. Somebody got their feelings hurt because he ran a score up on him. John Harbaugh.
It was the Washington Redskins at the time.
Right, and John Harbaugh takes his foot off the pedal too early, both on offense and defense, because in the Bills game, you know, when we had to get a first down, we just tried to run, 1 yard at a time, 1 yard at a time, and it becomes a pass, or a run, punt situation for us all the time. Same thing on defense. He is the coach. Everybody wants to blame Orr, and yeah, Orr's not doing a good job, but can't Harbaugh step in at the 10-minute mark, 11-minute mark, and say, what are we doing? This didn't get us here. Let's get out of this defense, get back to what fixes us.
Thanks a lot. So do you know what I found out yesterday? I did the podcast with John Menendez. I did not know that Wallace took more snaps than DeAndre Hopkins.
Did he really? Well, they made a statement during the game. It's like when Hopkins is in the game, you know Lamar's going to look for him.
Wallace took 32 snaps. Hopkins took 14. I did not know. It's a small margin. I did not know Hill took more snaps than Derrick Henry. Did you know that?
I think, but here's, I didn't know that. That's a product of your environment, though, because you're down two scores. You got your third down back in when you're throwing. Like, towards the end of the game, in the fourth quarter, when they're behind, Derrick Henry's not going to be in there.
14 snaps by D-Hop. 32 snaps by Wallace.
I wonder if he's making the most out of his snaps over any wide receiver in football, because it seems like when D-Hop's in, he's catching something.
And Walker only had 7 snaps.
When you talk about routes run, how much is he winning? You know, like... Even when he doesn't win, he still catches the damn ball. That guy is so good.
Baltimore, Trippy. What's up, Trippy?
Hello. Hey, hello. What's going on with y'all?
Not much, man.
Man, I've been going through it, y'all. Hey, let me tell y'all something, right? I said this on the radio yesterday. When I go to the training camp, right, like, I'm going to be real with you, right? I feel like the Ravens, they soft, man. Like, I don't know. Hey, Rob, I feel the same way with you. Like... about the Harbaugh thing, but I think maybe he need to switch it up because, like, look, check this out, right? I watch Steelers practice and all these other practice. See, running backs and linebacks, they really going at each other live. But when you go to the training camp out in the castle, you don't see none of that. Like, it's just like they just doing 7-on-7, shorts and T-shirt. Like, we never see the physical.
If you're comparing them to the Steelers, I take Harbaugh over that because Harbaugh wins more games. Harbaugh has playoff wins in the last 10 years. So I don't. If you want me to change up to somebody who's more successful than me, not less.
No, Rob, thank you, brother. I wasn't just saying the Steelers. I was just saying the Steelers first, but other teams.
Yeah, but you got to give me a comparison of somebody that's more successful. Have you been in the Chiefs practice? If I'm doing things different from the Chiefs and the Chiefs are more physical than me, then maybe you can sell that to me. But you're not selling me what the Steelers or the Browns or the Bengals are doing. It's a copycat league, and nobody copycats off of losers.
Y'all gonna hang up on me? I can't even get my point across.
I'm not gonna hang up on you. I'm just saying, if you're gonna bring that comparison, bring me a successful team. That's all I'm saying.
This is the thing about Harbaugh, right? He got this certain way about him, right? You know what? Speaking of Harbaugh, last year he said, "I got an invite to the practice, right? Let me come out there and talk to the players." Let's be real, Rob. This is a joke. We've been trying to win the Super Bowl since Lamar got here, and this team is a joke. All you hear Harbaugh, we just got to learn about this. So if y'all got to learn about this, what is y'all practicing about?
Trippy, I just saw a video of you talking to the players. You were yelling at Marlon. Yeah. It sounded like you were out of pocket there a little bit.
Well, I told him, I said, he need to stay his butt off that podcast, right? Fans mad at me. The thing is, bro, lock in. Ed Reed, Ray Lewis, they never did that. And let me tell you another thing. Shout out to Glenn Clark and then maybe having Raven shows and all that. From what I heard, Harbaugh ain't even want them to have them because they wanted to lock in. So if that's the case, right, when fans want to see players and interact with players, you know, during the playoffs.
Hey, I got news for you, Trippy. I got news for you. When those dudes played, and Joe just made a great point, I don't remember podcasts being in existence, number one. Number two, they did radio shows.
By the way, I know for a fact Harbaugh doesn't want the players doing those shows. Yeah. He wants them more focused, especially guys that have to have treatment.
But they all did radio shows.
I've been out doing those radio shows when they've gotten calls saying, "What is your ass doing out there? You need to get back here and get treatment."
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.